Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection.
Chapter 2 of A Treatise on Peace of Soul by Lorenzo Scupoli. The care to be exercised by the soul in the acquisition of perfect tranquility. The mild, peaceful, constant attention to the feelings of the heart will produce wonderful results. For we shall not only pray and act with great facility and peace, but shall even suffer without lamenting the disturbing elements of contempt and the injuries themselves. It is necessary, however, to undergo much toil before we acquire this serenity, for our inexperience inevitably exposes us to the assaults of powerful enemies. But once acquired, this peace will bring untold consolation to our souls in their fight against the disquieting elements of the world. And daily we shall perfect the art of quieting the turmoil of the spirit. If at times you are in such confusion of mind that you seem totally incapable of calming yourself, have immediate recourse to prayer and persevere in it in imitation of Christ, our Lord, who prayed 3 times in the garden to show mankind that only in conversation with God can afflicted souls find haven and refuge. Let us pray without ceasing, that repose may replace the chaos in our hearts, and that a humble submissiveness to God's will may bring our soul to its former tranquility. Let us not be disturbed by the endless and pointless hurry of the business world. When we are at work, let us attend to business affairs with composure and ease, refraining from rigid conformity to a harsh, exacting schedule, and too great an eagerness to see our work done. Our principal intention, a continual awareness of God's holy presence, and an unchanging desire to please Him, should preside over all our actions. And if we permit any other consideration to interfere, our souls will soon abound with fear and anxiety. We shall often fall, and the difficulty of recovering will convince us that our evils proceed invariably from acting in compliance with our own will and inclination. If, on such occasions, we are successful, then we are puffed up with vain satisfaction. And if we are disappointed, we are overwhelmed by uneasiness and vexation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side, to light and guard, to rule and guide, Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, Teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, gentle guide of youth, patron of thy own, vessel of the Holy Ghost, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Wonderful results. That's what Father Scupoli says will happen if we pay a mild, peaceful, and constant attention to the feelings of the heart. Have to be aware of what's going on in our hearts. What are our feelings? What are causing our feelings? What are we being drawn to? What are we being repelled to? What are our joys? What are our sorrows? What's giving us desire? What's giving us anger? But this attention has to be mild, that is gentle, peaceful, not anxious, not fretful, and constant, not just occasional. If we want wonderful results, if we really want to become peaceful, if we want to overcome so many disturbing things in our life, if we want to be serene in our relationship with God, then we're going to have to pay attention to our hearts. So that when we begin to feel something we shouldn't, we can stop. We can stop it. Or we can confess the things that we need to confess, the matters of the heart. Be watchful, Jesus says. Be watchful. Be vigilant. We have to be vigilant, especially with our hearts. Because as we saw yesterday, actions flow from the heart. The heart is the source of holiness. We bring forth a treasure from our hearts. A good heart brings forth a treasure of good actions. An evil heart brings forth evil fruits. Okay, so we have to pay attention. And we have to be ready to be more attentive to ourselves. But then what's going to happen, Father Scupoli says? Toil. This is sometimes where people stop. Oh, well, Father, that's hard. I'd rather just kind of live an unexamined life. I just kind of want to go through. I don't need to pay. That's going to be difficult to pay attention to myself so much. Keep an eye on myself. Yeah, it will be. But in this fallen world, there's nothing of value that comes easy. And we're going to have to toil to get this serenity because we have powerful enemies. And the world is very disquieting. We're going to have lots of things in each day that annoy us and frustrate us and disquiet us. But if we pay attention, if we keep struggling, then we'll have the art of quieting the turmoil of our soul, of our spirit. Okay, what happens when I'm doing that? Things are going smoothly, Father. And then I just get nailed with something. And I'm just totally incapable. I'm angry. I'm annoyed. I'm frustrated. Terrified. I feel like I'm losing my mind. Father Scupoli says, pray. Pray, pray, pray. Our Lord said he was sorrowful unto death in the agony in the garden. His best friends were falling asleep on him. He was sweating blood. And he came to them and complained. And then what did he go back and do? He prayed for an hour, a second hour, a third hour. And what was he saying? He was repeating the same prayer. If it's possible, Father, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but thy will be done. And through that, we're taught where we can find our refuge in affliction. We're also being taught that we will be able by prayer to have a humble submissiveness to God's will. Isn't that what Jesus did? He brought his human will, his lower will, in line with the divine will. That's what we're being called to do. And this is the great fruit of prayer. The great fruit of prayer is not necessarily good feelings. That's not the great fruit of prayer. It may come. But the real fruit of prayer is aligning our will with God's will. So then when we leave prayer and we have to go do our daily work, we try to bring our spirit of prayer with us. But you can't be constantly thinking about God full on as you're doing your daily work. You can be more like a tap, like half the hot water on, half the cold water on or something, okay? You can be paying somewhat attention to God, but you need to be focused on your work. And that's fine. Give your focus to your work. If that's God's will for you to do that work, then he wants you to focus on it. It's his will you're doing. You can find God in your ordinary work. You can sanctify your ordinary work. So go to your work with composure and ease. Be flexible so that if God wants you to do something else, you can move a little bit. Don't be so rigid. I mean, schedule, have a good schedule, use your time well, but don't be too rigid about it because God can surprise us. But also don't be too eager to just get it done. We make mistakes. It's like being at a party and you know, you're trying to talk to someone or you're in the narthex and the priest is like looking over your shoulder to see who else is there he can talk to. It's not a very good feeling. Well, when we have someone have some work before us, don't be looking over the shoulder of your work to get done with it. Stick with it. Stick with it calmly and do what we have to do. How can we do this kind of work like this? How can we be calm in our daily life? By remembering that God is with us. God sees everything we do. That he's even right next to us. That he's in our souls. That he's across the room. And that everything that's happening to us is under his control. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.